Good morning, I'm John Sliggers. Closing arguments in the trial of 84-year-old Thomas Knapp of rural Merrill will take place today at the Plymouth County Courthouse in Lamar's. Last Friday, both the prosecution and defense rested their cases. Thomas Knapp is charged in the May 2020 shooting death of his stepson, 51-year-old Kevin Jusick, and domestic assault against his wife, Darlene Knapp. The Plymouth County Board of Supervisors meets this morning. Among several items of old business, the supervisors will discuss the information technology and Sioux River's Memorandum of Understanding. They will discuss and possibly take action on a pipeline petition. Representatives of Premier Communication will update the board on their fiber optic project in the county. Plymouth County Treasurer Shelley Sitzman will give an annual report on driver's license and motor vehicle registrations, and there will also be several items from Plymouth County Engineer Thomas Roy. There's a new canine officer in the Plymouth County Sheriff's Department. Deputy Kyle Peterson is now on patrol with canine Zeke, a Belgian Malinois. Deputy Peterson says he and Zeke have been training together for about a year and a half.
I started right away with just the normal puppy stuff, making a relationship with him like normal people do, you know, making sure that he felt comfortable with me, I felt comfortable with him, stuff like that. And then slowly building into the trust stuff as far as getting him to his normal commands for obedience, like sitting, staying, standing.
The Belgian Malinois is perfect for law enforcement.
A lot of the times the police or law enforcement are using either a Belgian Malinois or they're using a German Shepherd for the most part. So they're real loyal dogs. They're also very trusting as far as listening to you, listening to your commands, things like that.
Deputy Peterson says Zeke has basic certification, passing his patrol trials, and he graded out well. Zeke replaces Plymouth County Sheriff's Department's previous canine, which served for 9 years, with Sergeant Jake Wingert. Sheriff Jeff DeBrink wants to add another canine to the force. Three Sioux County colleges report record enrollment this fall. For the fourth year in a row, Northwestern College in Orange City has a record enrollment, 1,712 students, up 8% from last year. Dort University in Sioux Center reports 1,858 students, its highest enrollment ever. And Northwest Iowa Community College in Sheldon has the largest fall enrollment ever at 1,811 students, up 5.5% from last year. One person died and another is seriously hurt after a motorcycle accident in Lincoln County, South Dakota last weekend. It happened Saturday afternoon on an intersection a mile west of Hudson near the Iowa border. State police say a Harley rider lost control and crashed into a ditch. The 57-year-old male driver died at the scene, and his 59-year-old female passenger was rushed to a hospital in Sioux Falls with life-threatening injuries. State police say neither one was wearing a helmet. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources has been holding meetings to discuss possible changes or improvements to the process of disposing of used wind turbine blades. The DNR's Amy Davidson says there are regulations in place already for disposing of the blades, but she says there are still some challenges. She says there have been solutions that have been worked out.
Landfilling, I think they've gotten to a point where if they're cut down into small enough pieces, they're able to manage them just like any other waste. So that's good. As far as recycling, I do know that there are a few places where they grind them up and are potentially using them as a substitute for aggregate and concrete mixes.
Another aspect of the blades is making sure they don't get backed up into big piles. Davidson says there are regulations that require recyclers to show they're indeed recycling the blades.
Whatever amount of material coming in, a certain percentage has to go off-site. So it doesn't focus so much on how much you could have on-site. It's more focusing on, is the material moving through? So that shows that you have, you know, legitimate end use.
The DNR's ongoing meetings include the utility companies, industry representatives, and solid waste agencies to develop recommendations. That's KLAM News. I'm John Sliggers.